Thank you, brother. I believe it was said by David, I was happy when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
There's just something about Sunday school that the other parts of the service doesn't have any other times in the day.
Amen.
We have just awakened up from a good night's rest, and we just feel different. And you're refreshed and ready for the day. Now we understand that last night we asked the peoples if they had a church of their that they was attending while visiting or being regular members of churches, that they should attend their own church this morning. Because we, being an interdenominational, we just don't like to take people from their own congregation. And I've been accused a lot of times of condemning other churches. That's wrong. I do not condemn other churches. I condemn many times things that they condone, but I certainly don't condemn the church. But many times when they teach things that's contrary to the Scriptures, then I condemn that. And then when they do things that's sinful and permit it to be done in their churches, I condemn that. But never, just like it said, I have many Catholic friends sitting here, and I never condemn the Catholic people. I condemn the doctrine of the Catholic Church, because I don't believe it's scriptural. And no more than I condemn them than I do many of the Protestant denominations, because I do not think it's scriptural. And I am duty-bound to stand for what's truth. And you know, God will appreciate you if you'll be honest, just sincere. You know, a lot of times man seeking wife, a real man that's got man behind him, he does not altogether look for the girl that's so pretty in the face or so forth. He knows that'll be lost one of these days. See? He looks for the woman that's woman in personality, a real woman. And if she's loyal and a real woman, that man will appreciate her. I don't care how much of a bad fellow he is and how much he runs around with bad women. There isn't a bad man in the world but what will appreciate a woman that'll stand for what woman really should be.
That's
right. Because he appreciates that. And that's the way it is by preaching the Word. If a man will stand but just what he believes. Now, you remember, God knows your heart. And if you'll stand by what you really believe to be the truth, then you can have faith in what you're talking about. I've got a couple of good friends here. Brother Charlie Cox, I see, studying out there. And the last few weeks, I've been down in Kentucky with him squirrel hunting, where I got some rest. Brother Banks Woods, and we training in our rifles. I just got to have mine so perfect that it'll drive a tack at 50 yards or I just can't hunt. See, that's all. Well, what good does it do to drive a tack? See, because if you're shooting at the squirrel, a headshot, and his head's probably that big around, anywhere within an inch group will be all right. See, anywhere in there, either one of those boys say, that's all right, I can get the squirrel. They go on and get the squirrel. But to me, it's got to be just perfect. It's got to hit the tack. It can't miss it a quarter of an inch. It's got to hit the tack solid. Or I just get all nervous and upset. And I was sitting down the other day in the woods, and I was saying, well, Lord, well, why am I such a crank? Well, why did you make me to be such a crank? I said, now, there, Brother Banks went hunting with his rifle, and he pulled it up to shoot it in with the telescope sights, and he just Every once in a while, one will go off because if it, a factory loaded ammunition will do that anyhow, because you got a little more powder and a little less powder. But it would just hit a little bit off for an inch or two, Brother Banks. Oh, that's all right. I hit squirrel. That's all right. It don't bother him. Charlie, the same way. But mine's got to hit the tack right in the center, or it upsets me. I said, I've become a regular crank. And then I begin to look back, and I find that my life is like that. That's my makeup. And I thought, well, why did you make me like that? It even makes me nervous if it goes off just a little bit that way or that way. And that's the way then the Lord revealed to me sitting down there up on Dutton Holler, where we was at, honey, that I believe it's called Dutton, but the squirrels eat so fast, I call it glutton. So they up on this place, I thought, that's it. I would not even teach that there was a hell until I was positive of it. And therefore, if the Scripture predicts divine healing, and here it looks like this and like that, if a Scripture says Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, like there's three gods, and I see there's only one, and now how am I going to just haphazardly about some other man's, what they say about it, take it like that? If the Bible speaks of predestination and grace, and here it's got works, and here it's got grace, and I just can't preach it like that. I got to solve that and through and through and through the Bible till it's perfectly driving attack. Till it really comes out perfectly through the Scriptures.
Amen.
Then when I stand, I can really have faith in what I'm doing. See? Know that what you're preaching is the truth.
Amen.
And then if anybody gets contrary about it, you've already studied enough, you know just exactly what he says, where to stop him at. See? Right here. And that's the way it is. God makes us different ways that we can just simply, that makes the world that way. But that's what makes me that nervous, upset type of a person. It's got to be just right. Now, I'm so glad tonight, this morning, to say that I know that the Lord Jesus is not dead.
Amen.
He is a living. And he's just as much right here now as he was any time in the world at Galilee or anywhere else. He's the living, resurrected, omnipresent Son of the living God. That's, and if I taught a scripture of some historical God, and I wasn't sure that he was right here, I'd be all confused and make me so nervous I wouldn't know what I was doing. See? Now I wouldn't know where to tell people, well, he'll do this or he'll do that. I couldn't tell you. I don't know, but when you know what he promised he would do, and have seen him do it, then you know where you're standing. See? And see how God, in his great plans, just know how to make every person just exactly to be a certain thing, because he's going to use them for that purpose. You're that little lady up here a while ago, Mrs. Stricker, singing without any music. She had some kind of a little thing she was blowing through to get her tune, or key, or whatever you call it. And could stand and sing with that real low voice and raise it up, that ship ahoy. Now, you ought to hear me try that sometime. It would be terrible. But you see, God knows just how to make that woman up so she'd do that. And that's the way we all have different makeups. If we would just find our position in Christ and there abide and serve him. See a little girl sitting here this morning in a wheelchair. Bless your little heart. What's crippled you up, honey? Muscle, I can't say that word when I get started. The dystrophy, or is that what it is, sweetheart? It's made you a cripple? Or is it polio? Polio? You know, Jesus heals little girls, doesn't he? You're a mighty pretty little girl, and I believe Jesus lets you get well. Last night, those two little girls that was sitting here with that disease that not even a person in the world